WTW News time is 8:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Lunchtime customers and employees at a Bryan fast food restaurant saw police pay a visit on Wednesday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an employee was arrested at Long John Silver's, accused of selling PCP to a local woman in the parking lot.
And during a search of the business, they found a bottle of that contained about 20 grams of PCP, or what was believed to be PCP. It still has to be tested. Inside the freezer in the back of the business.
30-year-old Richard Dunn of Hearn was arrested for selling within a school zone, and 40-year-old Catherine Bailey of Bryan was arrested for possession. McKeithen says restaurant management, who were not aware of the operation, cooperated in the search of the business. Now in its fourth month, the College Station City Council has taken the next step to create two land use management districts in the area of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6.
Last night, the council approved sending proposed state legislation to Austin. State laws are required for the districts, allowing participating property owners to control the development of commercial, retail, residential, and healthcare businesses. Most of last night's two-hour discussion was the separation of power between the council and the district boards. James Benham thought they had reached a consensus.
I'm in favor of this as long as we have budget oversight, approval of property taxes, service fees, assessments and service taxes, approval of the budget, and I would like to see maybe a pretty long, maybe a 45-year sunset provision that would allow for the financing and reimbursement to the developers to complete, but would have a natural sunset date.
Benham's motion giving the council veto power over appointments to the board governing undeveloped land east and south of Scott and White Hospital passed on a 4-3 vote. The main motions endorsing state legislation passed 6-1, with Jess Fields voting no. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This week's rainfall meant some motorists experienced trouble earlier with flooded roads. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan advises drivers to continue to watch out for barricades.
Obviously, we got some more rain in the forecast. We know now that we're at our limit, so if you do approach a barricade where there's water running on the roadway.
Driving around barricades means risking a fine of $2,000 and up to 180 days in jail. An Iola man is hospitalized in College Station following a crash during Wednesday's rainfall. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the driver of a two-ton pickup left Fitch as he was approaching Highway 30.
The vehicle left the roadway on the south side of the roadway. The truck went through the ditch, through a milling stockpile, and drove off the east side about 20 to 25 feet above ground level.
The truck flew for more than 100 feet before crashing into a muddy area. 49-year-old Donald Hill, who was wearing his seatbelt, was taken to the med with serious injuries. There were no passengers. Local school officials are keeping their fingers crossed that the flu season won't be as bad here as in other parts of the state and country. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris tells students and employees to stay home when symptoms arise.
From what I've heard, the strain that's going around comes on pretty quickly, at least one of them does. And I've had several people tell me they felt fine 1 hour and the next hour they had it and were down for a week. So hopefully we won't be hit too hard this year and we'll stay healthy.
College Station ISD reports normal absence rates since the start of the second semester. With more rain forecast and coming off of at least 4 inches earlier this week, you might not be thinking about drought. But state climatologist John Nielsen Gamet at A&M is looking at greenhouse gases and changes in the ocean over the rest of the century.
Bottom line for this is it's much more likely to have a record warm year than it will be to have a record cold summer or winter. And once you start getting out into the latter part of the 21st century, these start becoming somewhat alarming in terms of what the possibilities are.
Nielsen Gammon was in San Antonio this week telling cotton producers we've been in this weather pattern since the mid-1990s. And as District 14 Representative John Rainey begins his first full term, he says he and other lawmakers are already discussing legislation and costs. Rainey says citizens are rightly concerned with Texas's big bonded indebtedness, but he isn't sure how it's going to be handled.
This is totally rumor. Yesterday or day before, that with the amount of money that the comptroller says we're going to have, that we will already bust the cap that we could go over. some possibility of maybe doing away with the franchise tax and adding a penny to the sales tax and then taking that extra money that will be coming in to make up the difference.
Rainey says his first reaction is to question how a higher sales tax would affect cities along the border and whether it would drive Texan businesses to Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and New Mexico. WTAW News time is 8:10. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Another round of rain may actually be headed our way. We'll look for a mixture of clouds and sun today. It'll be mild with highs up around 70. Clouds may be a shower or two tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 65. During the day tomorrow, we'll see considerable cloudiness. We could see some showers or thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow going to be up to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, few showers, 45. Chance of shower Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. In case you missed it, we've got a new co-offensive coordinator, Jake Spavital, coming here from West Virginia. That'll be announced, I guess, officially today, maybe, at the big school.
Yes, sir.
And Jay Sokol's here. That's not such big news. He's here on most Fridays.
You got that right.
He just you know, calls ahead to make sure that we've got jumble for him to work. And if we do,
which, by the way, you don't.
I don't. Well, I didn't bring that section of the paper
hang,
in. I'm
hang
sorry.
Hang on, I'll be right
yeah,
over.
Yeah, no, it's okay. He has a job to do. He needs to stay focused
I'm
right
sorry.
Now. Last thing we need is to distract him. So anyhow.
Hey, look, a bunny.
You brought a guest with him. You brought a guest in for us?
I did.
Yeah.
Tony, Mr. Kickball Scazzaro from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
He's almost to the point where he's here so often. It's almost getting like the water chick. Here enough that it's not like a guest. It's not like it's anything special. He's always got stuff going on, which is a good thing. Welcome, Tony.
Well,
don't take it personally. I'm just saying you got a lot of stuff going on, which is good, right?
I have a thicker skin than that.
There you go. Okay. It's time for Jethro Trivia, too. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question. This one's pretty cool today. Heavy duty. Heavy duty. Okay, what we'll do is today, since we just mentioned Tony's been here enough, you get to answer first. Okay?
All right.
And then Jay, you can answer, and then Kevin, and then Kat. Okay, so here we go. Today's topic, heavy duty. A new study has uncovered strange news about the standard kilogram. What is it? A, it's turning blue. B, it's gotten heavier. C, it's tarnished. D, it's no longer metric. Okay, the thing that they use to tell us what a standard kilogram is. Is it A, turning blue? This is a tough one. B, it's gotten heavier. C, it's tarnished. D, it's no longer metric. Tony?
I'm going with B.
B, it's gotten heavier. Okay.
Yeah,
Jay?
That's exactly what I would say, B.
Okay. Well, they work at the same place. Kevin?
I'm just going to be different. Say it's turning blue.
We are tarnished. Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's A. Okay. And then... Kat?
I actually was going to guess B also.
Okay, well, you can do that. Well, the answer is B. It's gotten heavier.
Uh-huh.
According to a recent study, the metal cylinder that is used to establish the weight of a kilogram has gained, it says here, a few pounds. It says most likely from pollutants in the air. Oh, my God. Scientists are developing a new technique to keep the metal cylinder clean and its standard consistent. I can't imagine it would gain pounds. I could see it might gain micro ounces.
Yeah.
Well, they just leave it on an open shelf?
I don't know. That's the other thing. It would seem like, you know, you'd have some sort of a receptacle for it that would keep it not
well,
that way.
Well, dust the thing, for heaven's sake.
Well, but it's pollutants. Oh, my gosh. You know. Well, look, if they treat it like Lord Stanley's cup, there's no telling where it is.
That's very true.
See that athletic reference as we move
very
right
nice.
In to talk to Tony? All right, so what's going on in your world, Tony?
Well, Monday we start registration for our spring adult softball season.
Okay.
And that's always a great...
Is that fast pitch or slow pitch?
We're playing slow pitch in the spring.
Okay.
We do play fast pitch in the summer, but we have a lot of co-ed and men's in the springtime. So
okay.
It's a great opportunity. We do not play during spring break, for
okay.
those of you concerned about that. We also are offering, starting Monday,
mm-hmm.
adult kickball. It's got your favorite sport.
Kevin! You on it, buddy? Let's go. Let's play kickball together.
Really?
How many on a kickball team?
You can play with 10 or up to 20.
What?
All on the field at the same time?
Absolutely.
Scott, I think we're going to need 20. I'm not as fast as I used to be.
Would you do this? Would you make sure that Mr. Sokol sends me an email that has the kickball schedule just so I'll have it? I don't know that I'll go to any games. I don't know. It sounds.
Do you play by play?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds entertaining to me.
I had a friend that played on some of those teams. The only problem is because I wanted to play. Is it's a little late.
Oh well, okay. All right, I'll do it when I have a day off.
For us,
nothing like a Friday night at the athletic complex watching kickball, right? Okay. Anyway, excuse me.
We don't play on Fridays.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, is there an age limit downward or upward for any of this? Or
These are adult sports, so you need to be 18 to participate.
Okay.
Those are both Texas Amateur Athletic Federation and Amateur Softball Association rules. So
okay.
These are the adult programs. In a couple of weeks, we'll start mid-February. We'll start registering for our adult volleyball league.
Okay.
That's always a good opportunity to come out and have some fun.
And that's indoors, right? Yeah.
We hope so.
Okay, that's it. All right, so you can do that. You got can do this online, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Okay, great.
And CSTX.gov, sports, get all your information and links to register online. I want to talk of February. We have some great athletic events coming to College Station. On the 2nd and 3rd, we have the Texans Aggieland Soccer Tournament. On the 9th and 10th, we have a youth lacrosse tournament. For those of you not familiar with that, come out and watch. It's played at both Veterans and Pemberthy. And on February 14, 15, 16, we have the annual Bryan High Girls Fast Pitch
Excellent.
Tournament.
Great job. They bring mommies and daddies with money into town.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do, and
64 teams.
Wow.
32 come in on Thursday, 32 on Friday, and then all 64 on Saturday. So it's a great event that we hosted at Veterans, Central, and Bee Creek, as well as Bryan High and Consol.
Super.
So that's a great deal. We have a College Station Youth Soccer Invitational on the 16th and 17th. So a lot of activity out at the Veterans Athletic Complex.
Okay. My last question is, if we have kickball, adult kickball, could dodgeball be far behind? I'm just saying.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. We're digging into the rules now.
Okay.
Scott,
we'll
be prepared. You'll be the first one to know.
Awesome.
About it.
All right, good. Thank you. That's Tony Scazzaro here from the City of College Station. And do you have anything else for us?
One more quick note. Our Exploring History Lunch Lecture is coming up on the 16th. That's next Wednesday. The feature is Me and Fish Jones by a gentleman named Dennis Davenport. And that's Mr. Davenport talking about personal experiences from a 17-year career overseeing the dorms of the A&M Corps of Cadets, including the
I bet
Texas
you that's
Aggie
interesting.
What years did he do that?
It doesn't say which year, but 17 years of this.
Yeah.
And I suspect there's a story or two involved.
Wonder if he did that one where the freshman used the cherry bomb on the urinal in the dorm. Remember that?
Maybe so.
Yeah, that could be.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
So you can go to cstx.gov and find out more about
All
that.
All right, there you go. It's Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks.
Dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs.
Misfits, bookworms.
Brains.
Screwballs.
Poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me a rocket scientist.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Freshly minted State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us from Austin. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
Doing fine. Hey, take us through that swearing-in day from your view and being a part of all that.
You know, I did everything to contain my heart in my chest, but it was truly an honor, and having my wife and my son and my daughter there with me, and my family, my mother and father and my in-laws, and a slew of other, you know, supporters and family members and friends. It was truly an amazing day.
Well, it's neat. So anyway, he's District 12, which is, for folks who don't know, basically you take Bryan College Station out of Brazos County, but you take this district and it goes all the way up to a portion of McLennan County and everything in between. And so you basically have a rural district, which is becoming less and less a critter out there. It's kind of an endangered species in some ways.
It is. You know, I was one of the most incredible things I noticed when I got there. There were a few more rural reps on the floor the other day than I had thought, so that was comforting. And so, you know, we'll attack this not from an R versus D, but from an R versus U program. I think, you know, rural Texas has always been, you know, the reason we do so well, and I'm blessed that, you know, the biggest school in District 12 is a 3A high school.
Really? That's interesting. Now, one of the things, and obviously now it's time to roll your sleeves up and get to work, and one of the things we talked about during the forums that we had and since then, and again because I'm kind of a geek on it, is water. And there's really an important ruling that's going to come down from TCEQ that pertains to the Brazos River, which, of course, runs right through your district, and that is the Dow Chemical that is downriver needs a certain amount of water, and they have to have it for their process. Now, TCEQ has put together some guidelines where cities are going to be exempt from having to worry about their water being taken away, but they could, in fact, rule that Dow Chemical will be able to get water out of the Brazos River at a higher priority than people who have had permits longer. And some of them are in Robertson County, and I know some of them are looking to file suit there.
Yes, and I know the Texas Farm Bureau has filed suit already. I've talked to a number of farmers up and down the Brazos. I mean, this is also affecting our friends further west. I know I've talked to Marsha Farney and the two Sheffields, J.D. and Ralph. I mean, this is having implications all along the basin of the Brazos. So it's going to be very interesting times. Dow did call in its senior water right, and, you know, all these days that we've argued about junior and senior water rights and been skeptical, they are right in front of our face now.
And it's going to be something that does have to be addressed. And I think Speaker Strauss did talk about that as there were comments from the governor, lieutenant governor, and the speaker, as he talked about some of the core things that Texas is going to need to do. Now, this is, while he won re-election, is still not necessarily the most popular speaker that we've had in recent history.
Well, he has done a very good job. And I think more importantly, when we look at leadership, let's talk about leadership across the board. And I know we had a press conference on Monday with the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker, and, you know, talking about the comptroller's news. So you take all the key players in our government that are aligned, and water is one of the top issues with education and transportation and infrastructure. The fact that we're all seeing and focused on the same issues, even across the aisle, I think I've enjoyed meeting some of my fellow colleagues from South Texas and around. We all agree that water, education, and transportation are the key, and, you know, gives me a lot of optimism. I'm excited about this legislative session. The 83rd, you know, will set a precedent that will help Texas today, and we're focused on 25 years from now with the growing population.
State Rep from District 12, Kyle Cassell, joining us this morning. Okay, so you're one of the freshmen. You have a little bit longer walk than some of those senior members of the House. Where's your office in relation to the floor?
Well, we are down in the addition. We're at E2704, And, you know, there's actually quite a few senior members on my hall.
Oh.
If I didn't tell you, and since we are broadcasting live from Aggie Land, there are five Aggies on the hall.
There you go.
So it's, you know, it's kind of maroon. It's almost got a little Johnny Football feel. And as Steve Fulhart came over the other day, he was like, are you kidding me? There's this many Aggies on this hall? And I said, well, Steve, don't get too comfortable. If we add staffers, I think we're close to 60-something Aggies on the E2-700.
Wow, there you go. Now, let's talk about the legislative calendar. Are there some things that have Kyle Cassell's name on them as they get ready to put together bills out there?
We are working on that. Obviously, we're concentrating on water legislative issues. We need, you know, I don't think it's Monday we get back on the rules, and then we'll have the opportunity to ask for the committees we want to serve on. So until we get those committee assignments, which I think will come later in January, just, you know, found out late yesterday that next week's going to be a short week due to the inauguration up in Washington. So we'll see what we can get done on Monday, Tuesday. And, I mean, the only two things that have my name on them right now are two resolutions honoring the two Heisman trophies in District 12. So we'll start with Johnny Football early, and then we'll go to RG3 a week later. So, you know, I know we got some important legislative issues, but when you're in Texas and college football reigns supreme after a big Cotton Bowl win, and before Bill Flores takes full credit for the two Heismans, I'm going to
kind of duck in there, huh?
He and I are both blessed to have these two Heisman Trophy winners in our district.
That's great. Now, this is I called John Rainey a kind of a redshirt freshman because he got a little bit of time over there in Austin. But basically, we have two freshman members representing Brazos County. This is the largest group of freshmen since back in the Sharpstown days, post-Sharpstown, 1973. How do you see that's different with so many new members finding their way through the House and a few in the Senate?
You know, I guess, you know, it's a good thing. There's 43 of us. I think four or five of them are returning. If you include John, I think three of them are returning for their second run through the House. They were here two or three terms each. So there's some leadership amongst our freshman class. But, you know, with today's Internet and everybody being involved in their communities, you know, we've hit the ground running. The votes so far have gone, you know, like I said, the optimism is we're all working together, and I don't think there's a problem. I think it's an incredible opportunity to help Texas, and we're aligned from the top down. I'm really excited.
Do you think that there's an opportunity maybe for some of these freshmen, because there are so many, because you know the rules, are there some opportunities here for freshmen to maybe be able to step up more than they would have in sessions past?
I think so. I really do. We look at, you know, just from the ag perspective, you know, we've lost Rick Hardcastle retired, and so there's going to be a great opportunity for myself and Cecil Bell to, you know, have a very big role in agriculture. And, you know, I've met a lot of these freshmen that are, you know, either involved in real estate or investments, and, you know, they'll have a big impact in accountants. It'll have an impact on appropriations and across the board on our financial needs. And I go back to Cecil and I have both been involved in the water debate over the last 20 years from agriculture, municipality, and industrial needs. So, you know, that's a wealth of information. And, you know, we've already had a couple of meetings with Cecil and I and some leadership, realizing that we do have that knowledge.
So what's the Kyle Cassell Committee wish list?
Well, right now, I mean, natural resources would be my first and foremost, environmental regulation. Agriculture, I would hope, is a no-brainer. And parks, culture, and tourism, which, you know, does a lot of the wildlife issues, which are, you know, are close and dear to my heart.
Exactly. Well, all right, that's Kyle Cassell. Our first visit with him is a newly sworn-in member of the Texas Legislature as we get ready to go through the session. We'll talk to you next week, Friday, Kyle.
I look forward to that, Scott.
All right, thanks a lot for the time.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks. You can hear the entire interview if you didn't get to hear it on our website at WTAW.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the Equipment Guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment Guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Aggie basketball team hits the road tomorrow. They'll be in Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Wildcats. That game will tip at 3. The broadcast here on the Aggie Radio Network on this radio station will come up at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Going to be only the fourth time in Aggie basketball history that Texas A&M has played Kentucky. The last time goes all the way back to 1978, December the 22nd, played in Lexington, and A&M won that game 73-69. The two earlier games date back to the 41-42 season, and then the other game in the 40s was 46-47, and that had a great score. It was Kentucky 84 and the Aggies 18. Coach Billy Kennedy, I asked him about shot selection and what the team's doing in that area as they get ready for Kentucky tomorrow.
Sometimes, you know, more importantly than that, we're not making the extra pass. You know, we've got some guys who are open, and we're forcing some shots, and we've got to be a little more unselfish and share the ball a little bit, be a little more disciplined offensively.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. Again, our broadcast at 2:30 tomorrow, game time 3 against the Wildcats. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie basketball report.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council took the next baby step in the future of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6 as a combination of health services and commercial, retail, and residential development.
The process to create two municipal management districts, which started last October, devoted another 2 hours of council discussion last night.
We're scared that we're going to say okay to something that is going to entitle itself to just run roughshod over people and create some kind of a big problem that we are now responsible for.
That's Julie Schultz wanting assurances from the lawyer consulting the council before last night's vote, sending proposed state legislation to Austin. Carl Mooney spoke to the district east of the freeway that will have authority to assess property taxes to build $60 million of infrastructure.
As I talk to people in the community, they think, oh, they're going to raise taxes and it's going to be on everyone. No, it's just limited to the folks there. They can determine their own priorities as the market dictates, and they don't require a financial handout from the city. This isn't going to tax us.
The district west of the freeway, which has infrastructure in place, could not generate property tax revenue, but both districts could assess fees and other revenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A wild ride was taken by the driver of a 2-ton truck in College Station Wednesday afternoon. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the investigation continues of why the pickup headed east on Fitch approaching Highway 30 went off the road and threw a stockpile of road material.
They continued airborne for approximately 100 to 125 feet until crashing into a muddy area, the front end hitting first.
The driver, 49-year-old Donald Hill of Iola, was taken to the med with serious injuries. Logan says Hill, who was alone in the truck, was wearing his seatbelt and was not ejected. Management, employees, and customers of Brian's Long John Silver's restaurant didn't know they were being checked out by police on Wednesday during lunch. Officer Kelly McKeithen says members of the narcotics unit were watching the sale of PCP in the parking lot.
The officers attempted to do this without causing the management and the business much turmoil, and they were notified after officers saw the transaction and then made contact with the manager, who was very cooperative and helpful in every way.
After a bottle of PCP was found in a box of red sauce in the restaurant's walk-in freezer, police arrested an employee, 30-year-old Richard Dunn of Hearn, for selling within a school zone. 40-year-old Catherine Bailey O'Brien was arrested for possession. Two sunny days following heavy rainfall might not be enough to stop possible flooding this weekend. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan reminds motorists that some roads might be barricaded.
If you do go around that barricade, that is a Class B misdemeanor, which is 180-day jail time up to a $2,000 fine. So you may want to think twice by going around a water barricade if the one's across the roadway.
Road conditions statewide are available online at drivetexas.org, which includes a smartphone app. College Station and Bryan schools so far have not had higher absence rates of employees and students from the flu. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says it's something that continues to be monitored.
Right now, it's fine. That's not to say that next week it won't pop up. I know that it's out there in the community, but so far we've been lucky and we're just seeing really just an average number of absences right now.
Ferris says when symptoms show up, stay home in order to prevent spreading the flu. With education financing a hotbed issue, Governor Rick Perry's comment that he thinks Texas has done, quote, a phenomenal job of funding education in Texas, is disputed. Representative John Rainey says he thinks teachers and administrators would disagree with Perry.
I think we have good schools in the state. I would like to look at some of the things that we're spending money on that are not being successful rather than looking at more money. That's my first thought. But since we may have it, we may need to be looking at that more closely. If we can find those things that we're making school districts do that are unproductive, we need to get rid of them.
Rainey says he feels that most of them agree that there shouldn't be so many tests that schools have to administer, and he feels that such a change would be a good thing. And state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M was in San Antonio this week telling cotton growers the pattern of hot, dry summers is only likely to get worse.
As we saw with this winter, which was supposed to be a wet one, but until today really hasn't been, there will be surprises because of the randomness of the weather. The ocean temperatures only give us a hint of what's going to happen. And the weather has a mind of its own.
Nielsen Gammon says it's more likely to have more record warm years than record cold ones through the rest of the century. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up to the fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Hey, get ready to say wow with the experience that you will have. It's the Suddenlink difference with Suddenlink high-speed internet. You have the fastest, most reliable connection in the area for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. Connect everybody's new device to the internet wirelessly at the same time. Hey, and also, dump that dish before they dump higher rates on you. Satellite customers could be facing rate increases of up to $180 a year. Get $150 back when you kick the satellite to the curb and upgrade to Suddenlink right now. And with Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package, you get free HD, tons of great programming. TiVo from Suddenlink allows you to record up to 4 programs at once. There are no contracts, by the way. Free on demand and up to 300 channels, plus customer service. It'll take you through any questions that you might have. Plus, Suddenlink is the only place where you can get hooked up with this TiVo stream. This is really great. TiVo stream from Suddenlink will change how you watch TV. And just for a second, let me mention to you, Suddenlink reliable home phone service for as low as $25 a month for the rest of your life. Unlimited local and long-distance calling. All that can be yours. We don't even have time today, but tomorrow or next week, we'll talk about the video on demand movies that are out there from Suddenlink. 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com for more information. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Another round of rain may actually be headed our way. We'll look for a mixture of clouds and sun today. It'll be mild with highs up around 70. Clouds may be a shower or two tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 65. During the day tomorrow, we'll see considerable cloudiness. We could see some showers or thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow going to be up to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, few showers, 45. Chance of shower Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, bunches of animals, you know, groups of animals, right?
Herds.
You know, they always have little names for them. Okay, herd, right? That's cows. And most of us know that, that, you know, a group of cows is a herd.
Gaggle.
We a gaggle of geese, that's right. Flock of chickens.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
Sorry.
thank you. A school of fish.
Yep.
Okay, do you know any weird ones that come to mind, Kat?
Congress of Baboons.
Yeah, exactly. Is that appropriate or what?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Parliament of Owls, see, because you think they're so wise. Exaltation of Doves. That always
wow.
sounds nice. Yeah, it does. A Murder of Crows.
Yep.
I don't know how that came to be.
Well, I was wondering the same thing the other day.
And so did you look it up?
No, but my guess would be that because...
Well, no. Time out. Don't guess. Go look it up for me. Would you do that?
But I would think... First, I want to say my guess
theorize.
Before I look it up.
Okay.
I'm
all
working
right.
on it.
My
okay.
theory is that it would have to do with the fact that... Because it also applies to ravens. Ravens and crows.
Yeah.
And back in the day when they did public executions, all those crows and stuff would come to... eat. And so, or actually even just with battles, my thought is it has something to do with
okay.
somebody's dead and they're coming to eat them.
So what'd you find? Pride of Lions, you know that one too. What?
I it's a Wikipedia, but it doesn't really give the background on it yet. I'm looking.
Really? Anyway, it's kind of fascinating. So, all right, you look that up, and in the meantime, we'll talk about... Baseball cards.
baseball cards.
1865 baseball cards are going to be auctioned off. Six-figure bids expected when an auction house sells a rare 148-year-old baseball card that was discovered at a rummage sale in rural Maine.
How amazing is that?
Guy found the card just by chance in a photo album that he bought while antique shopping in the small town of Baileyville that's near the Canadian border. Not the same as the modern day baseball card, which has become commonplace, obviously, since the 1880s. Instead, the original photograph from 1865 of the Brooklyn Atlantic's amateur baseball club that was mounted on a card. The card shows nine players gathered around their manager, the only other card like it in the Library of Congress. This card could fetch at least $100,000. Feb 6 is when they're going to auction it.
Wow. How cool is that?
Okay, sport boy, what'd you find?
I still haven't gotten all the way through it. There's a huge list of these things, and I haven't...
They didn't tell us what it was. Okay. All right,
well, I've got an entomological dictionary at home. I could look it up afterwards.
I'll find it. Just give me a minute.
I understand that you have that at home, Kat, but you don't have time to really go there and do that because we want to know right now. That's
oh,
what we love.
Well.
See, that's why we love that. All right.
Here we go. As far as we call a group of crows a murder, the inspiration for the term is a mystery lost since the 15th century.
Okay.
As the Oxford English Dictionary, murder may be, perhaps, allude to the crow's traditional association with violent death.
Okay. It says here on mine, for the folklore, many view the appearance of crows as an omen of death because ravens... Sure, thanks. I'll just go ahead and hit the do not disturb button so we don't have to hear that anymore. Anyway, many view that as being around dead bodies or battlefields or cemeteries.
Yeah, they were like vultures.
They were thought to circle in large numbers above sites where animals or people were expected to die soon. But the term murder of crows mostly reflects a time when groupings of many animals had colorful and poetic names.
I mean, there'd be a bunch of dead people at the Kroger on Rock Prairie Road.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Be careful stepping on a wet pavement after birds have been, you know, a pavement that's under the tree.
It's slickery.
Yep. An ostentation of peacocks. That's another one.
Really?
Yep. A knot of frogs and a skulk of foxes.
Because they're skulking around.
I
think of them as kind of moving a little sleeker than that. But anyway. A man complained to officials in England that his neighbors have been stealing his wireless computer access. The man says that he's seen the neighbors on their roof several times with their computers, and he photographed them. And he said they back their cars halfway up the garage just so that they can get in the way of that line of the roof and climb on the roof and use the computer Wi-Fi right there. And then what they do is they sit on the rooftops of their cars
can
with their
like,
laptops.
Can he, put a password on his
Duh.
Internet?
Yeah, really? I mean, would it be that difficult?
All right. Password protected.
Yeah. ABC 123? Yeah. Anyway.
No.
All right.
Thanks a lot for telling all our passwords on the radio,
no
Scott.
Kidding. Yeah, that's the old office.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do your house plants look kind of crispy with dead stems, then fear not. A new gadget introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show. We have one more story there. Aims to give you a green thumb. Flower Power is a fork-like gadget that you stick into the plant's soil to monitor its most important vital signs. If you can't get the fork in, that's probably one of the problems. If your plant needs attention, you'll get alerts on your iPhone or iPad. Of course you will. I have to go home. My plant needs water.
So does the thing notify you by going, dude?
Yeah, really?
Please water me, man.
Oh, no, it goes, feed me.
Yeah, that,
feed
feed
me, Seymour. I'm hungry.
There you go.
Little shop of horrors.
A geeky way to take care of your houseplants. And speaking of geeks.
Hey. Are you calling Mr. Downs?
Yes, I am. I thought I would call Mr. Downs just this morning. Really, just to kind of recap the CES, because I know he's... I don't know that he's ever gotten to go, quite honestly, but we'll see if he has.
That surprises me.
Yeah,
good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, it's Scott. How are you today?
I'm good.
Is Mr. Downs there?
Sure, just
oh, thank you. Okay.
Now maybe we undo your phone. Maybe I'll page him like they did before.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it'd be fun. Okay, well.
Good morning.
Oh, listen to him.
Well, it's the weekend, you know.
He sounds like a disc jockey.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Wonderful to be having a chance to talk to you today.
So have you ever been to the Consumer Electronics Show or just one?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. That's the one where they hold it in conjunction with the adult video show.
Are they still doing that, do you know?
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, and that's why I keep mentioning it, because it was such a total shock when I got there.
That's funny.
I remember Las Vegas. I go there a lot, but dang, I don't think I remembered it like this. By the way, son, don't look at that.
That's right. There are so many nerds who will be back in the office Monday, and their boss will be asking them what they saw there. I don't remember.
Oh, no, they'll remember.
Yeah. But they may not want to share. So,
there we were, when the police arrived.
That's right. I'm sure that you have been reading the copious amounts of information, because there's plenty of it out there, about the products that have rolled out at the Consumer Electronics Show this year. What are the Ben Downs favorites?
Well,
see, I knew he'd won. I knew he would have one.
I do have some. Industry specific things. I was very pleased to see the auto manufacturers are supporting that new feature for radio stations, especially the ones that are HD, like the home team here.
Yeah.
And where you can pop up, if you play music, album art and information about the artist and scroll lyrics and all that kind of thing. I think that's good, because that gives the cars a backhaul data source. You plug your smartphone in and suddenly your car is connected to the internet, or in our case to servers that we have, so we can provide additional information to it. And have you gone to sleep already?
That was a little geeky. Now, what will it show if it's a news talk station like 1620?
We can scroll news headlines.
Oh,
we can
fun.
Scroll weather. Okay. We can pop up a radar on there. We can pop up a live video feed. There's all kinds of things we can do.
All right, now let me throw this at you then, Mr. Member of the National Association of Broadcasters.
Yeah. Okay. What can I do for you?
Now, cover art, that's fine. Artist and title.
Are you going to talk about distracted driving?
Yes,
here?
I am.
Well, yeah, that's an issue.
Scrolling lyrics and scrolling headline news, I don't know that that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, but it can be done. And the fact that it can be done means that somebody will find a use for it that's potentially safe. Uh-huh. It's sort of like the maps on the dashboard. They're really useful. And to the extent that they are useful and not a toy, then maybe there's going to be a way to use them safely, or at least people are willing to say, okay, the benefit outweighs the negative of this. Some of the other things that are really cool, of course, are the new standards for TV. Sooner or later, you know, you can the next standard's called 4K, the next one is 8K, and by the time you're getting up to 8K, I think actually, you know, people can step out of the TV screen and watch TV with you in your living room.
Yeah.
And so I think it's better than live, which in our case, Scott, is good.
Yes, yeah. You're right. That's true. Now, but one of the things that we had talked about yesterday is that 3D TV really is not taking off. They're making them, they're selling some of them, but really it's just a feature that is not necessarily driving toward any kind of new sales.
It's not. Yeah. It's it's one of those things also that it's going to end up being a niche product is what it is. If you want to play with it, that's fine, but it's not easy. There are a couple of manufacturers that have the ability to not have to sit directly in front of the screen, precisely between 5.5 and 7.5 feet.
Yeah, right.
And you know, the $200 glasses. Of course, I exaggerate, but you know, that's one of the problems. The the other things that I think are really cool are the absolutely almost invisible laptop computers now, the organic screens. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of roll-up screens there, which I think are cool. You just kind of, you know, roll it up and stick it in your pocket, and then when you get to your, and it connects to your iPhone or your portable, your smartphone, and you just kind of can roll it out, and there it is again. I was so taken by it, I bought a roll-up keyboard one day just so I could say I had one of those.
Wow.
But there's someone, and I can't remember the name of the company, but somebody beat Google to the Info glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that... You put them on.
Right.
They're very, very thin, very small, very lightweight, and you can run video with it. You can search the web. It's a really cool.
Will it tell me who that guy is who I met 10 minutes ago, whose name I can't remember? Will it do that for me?
Well, it can do it. You know, Google Goggles is a feature that will search Google for, you know, match up somebody's face and try to find them, to find a match for you. Lord help you when it comes back with an answer. You know.
That's right. You're on your own.
Yeah, and that. You know, you gotta be cautious. If you happen to have the same facial features as an international war criminal, that's gonna be bad.
Probably true. Now, storage is kind of interesting. I saw a story. Kingston Technology is the company that has come out with a terabyte thumb drive.
Well, that's pretty good size for a thumb drive.
Now, and the deal is what they think will work is that way you have people who could take their entire video or graphic file library with them to a presentation, got it on a thumb drive, and go.
A terabyte, that's what, 5 million cute cat pictures.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
Huh. Really? Okay, now, and it's, I'm talking about cat feline, not you cute. You're,
no,
you're
I know
cat.
You
okay,
felines.
All right, anyway. But the terabyte version is available for $3,000. Do you want anything that small that's not jewelry that's worth $3,000? That is not good. I mean, that is just
that
not good.
That would scare me to death.
Right, yeah, you're going to lose that. But anyway, so are you going to buy...
Have you ever considered how much data, about 200 of those in the back of a panel truck, can transport at 70 miles an hour down the highway?
It's almost like the internet on wheels.
No,
it?
It's better than the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
You could transfer all the data in the U.S. government from one side of the country to the other in what, you know, a day.
That's right.
I guarantee you can't do that over the internet.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. There you go. All right, it's Ben Downs and his view of CES.
I appreciate the opportunity to contact my inner geek.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, do you want to talk about the adult video show? Because I got the information on that, too. Kat pulled it up for me on the web the other day.
Did she? Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, what we ought to do is talk about our new lineup on the radio station while you're here.
Oh, we're doing that?
Well, I think we ought to mention, since some of that stuff starts on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, not this Monday, but next Monday.
Right.
We will have Glenn Beck, who follows you, and gosh, I hope that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. I think that's a good thing.
Well, there's a 5-minute newscast between you and him, so it'll be okay.
Yep.
Got to keep the kids separated.
Uh-huh.
And we started Andy Dean and America Now on this Monday, this week, and that show is on right now. It comes on from 6 until 9 o'clock at night. Right. And
TMZ.
And TMZ.
Wow.
Come on, tell me.
That's outstanding.
I had an extra. Look, I had an hour. I could either put Ground Zero and the latest conspiracy theory from Mars on the air, or I could put TMZ on it. TMZ, hey, that sounded fine.
Actually,
to me.
A couple of guys said to me that they liked Ground Zero. They did. A couple of guys, and I'll tell you who they are off the air. But anyway,
I kind of like Ground Zero.
But I mean,
really,
how many radio stations can say that within their lineup they would have TMZ and the Wall Street Journal report? I mean, that
very
pretty much
few.
That covers the landscape.
Yes, but as of Monday the 21st, we will also be one of the radio stations that can say we no longer carry Alan Combs.
Ah, yes, and you know, that was the other thing that these guys said is, yeah, you got to get rid of Combs. I said, it's coming. It'll
Since
be bigger.
Working here, just for the record, the only person that I've when people call in, they say, oh, I love the station, but who's that Alan Combs guy?
He's a personal friend of Ben Downs. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
And now you won't have to say that anymore. But I'm sure we'll be bringing him in on his next comedy tour, because he's going to have some way to make money, right? Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Downs.
Good day.
Okay.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center.
We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 4 minutes till. Clifford Boyson of Davenport, Iowa, had been searching for his sister for nearly 60 years. Siblings were placed in separate foster homes when they were young. They were reunited Tuesday night via Skype. Old Cliff wasn't the one who found her, though. After 60 years of searching, he happened to mention it to the 8-year-old kid next door, and the kid found her in 5 days on Facebook.
No kidding.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Used
her maiden name. Cliff and his sister, Betty, will meet face-to-face on Saturday when she drives up from St. Louis, where she's been living. He lives in Davenport, Iowa. So,
how cool is that?
That's kind of fun. That's what it's all about.
So you should talk to your neighbor.
Yep. I don't like plugging Starbucks, but this is just too weird to pass up. A Seattle woman plans to spend 2013 only eating food and drink beverages from Starbucks.
Hmm.
The only reason I'm going to mention it is because her name is Beautiful Existence. That's right.
That's her legal name.
Has already...
Since when?
Well, I don't know. Since she went and changed it, I guess. She's charted every item's nutritional value in calories. The plain nut pack is only 190 calories, in case you're wondering.
She's the plain nut pack.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Exactly. And, of course, it's so reasonably priced because it's Starbucks.
Sure.
They probably, you know, the only way that those nuts would cost more is if they're inside the little bar at the hotel room, you know. Anyway, based on her receipts, she spent an average of $18.79 a day on food and drink from Starbucks. I'm trying to figure out how I can do sushi, she says.
Is there a purpose to why she's doing
this? So we would talk about her. All right, so it's $18.79. We'll do real quick math, 365 days a year. She'll only spend $6,858 for food. Isn't that wonderful? Miss Beautiful Existence. All right, here we go. Comeback brands for 2013. Names and people who make a comeback, according to NBCNews.com. MySpace, the original social network, may be poised for a rebound after being purchased by News Corp by performer Justin Timberlake and a group of investors last year.
Huh. They're turning it more into a music platform.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiger Woods, his personal life, of course, blew up in 2009. His golf career took a dive in 10 and 20. But last year, he started performing better on the greens and saw his earnings bounce back to $4.4 million with $55 million in endorsements. Furby Toys. Charles R. Taylor, marketing professor at Villanova, points out the best-selling Barbie, who's had 130 careers and a revolving closet, as the model of a smart brand reinvention. And now Hasbro, the maker of G.I. Joe and Mr. Potato Head, is staging a revival of the 14-year-old Furby toy.
But Furbies are like gremlins, except creepy.
Well, but they got the little light-up eyes and all that kind of stuff. There'll be touch sensors, and it'll be interesting.
My daughter wanted one.
There you go. The Ford Motor Company's Lincoln While the Lincoln Town Car was once a staple of luxury and comfort, it's become associated with stodginess, and Ford is hoping to reinvent that. They've done the MKZ, which is a pretty interesting.
Not
pretty
bad.
Interesting. And they're going after the Gen Xers. Twinkies, of course. The news of the Twinkie maker Hostess going broke caused a tidal wave of publicity, with companies like Walmart and Kroger reportedly making bids on the business. Likely Twinkie will have a new owner and a renewed consumer base sometime this year. And Yahoo, the former darling of the tech world, faltered in the last several years, suffering from constant volatility with five top CEOs in 5 years. They're recruiting somebody named Marissa Mayer, who is a Google person, and she's supposed to take it someplace from here. So we'll see. Those are at least what the NBC people believe will be hot and make their comeback.
Not Mel Gibson?
No, Mel Gibson was not on there. Tiger Woods seemed to be the only individual. All right, let me say on this date in history. Back in 1949, the first recorded case of snowfall in Los Angeles.